Oh, please, I want to get out of here.
Sure. Johnny.
Oh, hello, Franz. Yeah, look who's here.
Darling, what is this? I turned my back and my wife is out with another man.
But I'm not doing so well. We just got here and now she wants to go home.
I'm darling, what's wrong?
Nothing, I just don't like it here.
Well, then let's go somewhere else.
You can't very well do that, can you, Franz?
Oh, the rehearsal. Well, we broke early.
Oh, it's all right. You'll find her inside at the telephone. I'm sorry, Franz. Terribly sorry.
May I come in, Anne?
Yes.
Anne, please don't go. Please don't leave me.
There's nothing to stay for, Franz. We're finished.
Albert, would you mind taking these bags downstairs?
Yes, of course.
Or at least wait till tomorrow, Anne. Believe me, it was nothing. Nothing.
You lied to me. You were afraid to let me know.
Oh, but darling...
Please don't touch me. I'm sorry too, Franz. But I'll get over it and so will you.
You're not going, Anne. You're my wife.
Your wife? That's not enough for me. Why did you marry me, Franz?
Because I love you.
You shouldn't have attempted to tie yourself down. You were so right. Beautiful things don't last.
Things were different then. You know they were different.
Yes, I wasn't your wife then. You didn't have to lie to me. Well, I'm not your wife anymore. You can be honest again. You're Franz Roberti again. Goodbye.
I won't let go, Anne.
Let me?
Anne.
Goodbye, Franz.
We pause now for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. In a few moments, Mr. DeMille stars Rita Hayworth and Orson Welles will bring us Act Three of Break of Hearts. Why, it's our... What's on your mind tonight?
An item in the news, Mr. Kennedy. A survey.
Well, surveys seem to be the fashion right now. Political?
No, something much nearer home. A survey about bathing, bathroom bathing.
Oh, that old question of shower versus bathtub?
No, this time the question was much more controversial. The people who made the survey wanted to find out whether it's men or women who spend the longest time in the bath.
But why bother to make a survey on that question, Sally? I could answer it. Any man could.
And the answer wouldn't be anything that you think at all, Mr. Kennedy.
You mean women don't take twice as long to take a bath?
No. The survey didn't find any evidence that women lingered a bit longer in their baths than men. The average for both sexes was less than 15 minutes. Men do prefer showers, but they don't duck out any quicker than women.
You know, there could be a reason for all this, Sally. There must be so many Lux Toilet Soap bathers now that everyone likes to linger in their bath.
And here's something to prove it, Mr. Kennedy. The survey found that almost 70% of the women questioned expected more than just cleanliness from their daily bath. They wanted a sense of well-being and relaxation. Well, we know the answer to that.
And so does everyone else who has made Lux Toilet Soap their daily bath soap, Sally. Why, the rich, abundant lather of Lux Soap makes any bath a real luxury.
I'm sure everyone who's tried it would agree. You know, Mr. Kennedy, it was the screen stars who discovered that their complexion soap, Lux Toilet Soap, makes a perfectly delightful bath soap, too.
Well, then, here's a Hollywood tip for everyone. Just unwrap a satin-smooth cake of Lux Toilet Soap and see if it doesn't make your bath truly refreshing and relaxing. You'll find that even in hard water, Lux Soap lather is creamy and rich and smooth. Lux Toilet Soap is hard-milled, too. It's thrifty and can be used to the last thin sliver. Why not let the whole family enjoy the pleasant luxury of using fine Lux Toilet Soap for their daily baths? And now, Mr. DeMille returns to the microphone.
After the play, you are invited to join us backstage for a brief chat with our stars. But now here's Act Three of Break of Hearts, starring Rita Hayworth as Anne and Orson Welles as Franz Roberti.
Anne!
half year has gone by since Anne left her husband, and every effort to find her has failed. Only Johnny Lawrence continues the search. But Anne has no wish to be found. She's gone to Chicago, changed her name, and found work at a second-rate music publisher's. But neither time nor new surroundings can drive France from her mind.
Hey, Vicky.
Yeah?
This here ain't a bad tune. Thanks for the tip.
You want to hear it on the piano?
Oh, sure. With a trick arrangement, I'll murder him.
Who says you need a trick arrangement?
Okay, okay. Get somebody to run it over for me, will you? Hey, where's that dame was here last week? She's terrific.
Macaulay?
Yeah, Macaulay. Tell her Baker's here, will you?
I'll be glad to.
Thanks, sister.
As soon as she gets back from lunch. Jerry?
Yeah?
Room 5 with a new boogie woogie. Baker's coming in. Room 5, Mr. Baker.
Okay, and tell that dame I was asking for her, huh?
Yes, sir?
Oh, how do you do?
Yes, sir.
My name's...
No song pluggers, please.
Oh, don't worry, I can't carry a tune.
Hardly anybody that comes in here can.
Look, I'm from New York. I've been trying to find a girl. I think maybe she's working here.
I don't know anything about her.
Well, I got a wire from an investigator. He said he thinks he's traced her here.
I said I don't know anything about her.
Of course, I can go to the police.
Okay. What's her name?
Roberti. Mrs. Fran Berti.
You kidding?
You know her?
Why, sure. She's out in the park riding a tandem bicycle with Beethoven. Now, what would Mrs. Roberti be doing here?
I don't know. I'm sorry to have bothered you. Bye.
Oh, Vicky. Hey, I thought you were out for lunch.
I'm not hungry. I thought this would be a good time to get those files in shape.
Now, look here, Macaulay. It's none of my business, and you can tell me to shut up, but you're riding for an awful fall.
I'm all right, Vicky.
Oh, yes, you are. Well, you're ready to fall apart. You look awful.
Oh, thanks.
I tried talking to you nice, and the nicer I talk, the more you bowl. All right, I'll be tough. Now snap out of it, or you'll be no good to us or yourself.
Okay. And what about the files?
Let them wait. Now, if you don't want lunch, go on out anyway. Go shopping or take a walk. Do something.
Vicky, I'd like to make a long-distance phone call.
Oh?
You're right, Vicky. I've got to snap out of it. And, well, there's someone I'd like to talk to.
Use the boss's office.
It's long distance.
Okay. Remind me sometime and I'll take it out of your pay. Now beat it. You give me the willies.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Roberti's apartments, please. Yes, thank you. France? Mr. Roberti, please. Oh, will he be back soon? Brazil. Oh, I see. Thank you.
Remember me? I was in last week.
The man who can't carry a tune.
That's right.
Did you find Mrs. Roberti?
Well, I looked in the park, like you said, found Beethoven all right, and what do you suppose he told me? Said I should come right back here.
Has he got any new numbers?
Look, does the name of Anne Thurston mean anything to you?
First it's Roberti, now it's Thurston.
Same girl.
No.
A girl about so tall, and she's got sort of red hair and kind of hazel eyes, and...
Yeah, yeah. We got one like that. In fact, we got about 10 like that, including me.
Wait a minute. This one, she's quite slender, and she never looks as if she's walking. She sort of glides. And her eyes, they all crinkle up when she smiles. Only she doesn't laugh very much, and she's sort of quiet and scared, and doesn't bother much about other people. And she never...
You can stop right there. Walk down the hall to room number 7. Her name's Macaulay, and... Well, take it easy. She's a swell kid.
Yeah. I thought so for a long time. Hello, Anne. Hello, Anne.
Johnny.
Fine thing.
Oh, Johnny, why did you come here?
Would you like me to leave?
Oh, no, no.
Anne, you shouldn't have done this. You know that, don't you? You can run away from him, but you can't run away from yourself. Or from me, either. How's it been?
Awful, Johnny. Just awful. I don't think I can take it much longer.
You're not going to. We're going to catch the first train out of here back to New York.
It's no good, Johnny. He's gone. I wanted to talk to him. I phoned him last week. He's on a tour in South America.
I know. I got Bjorkman to go with him. Straighten him out, maybe. But he won't be there forever, Anne. I think it'd be kind of nice if you were around when he returns.
That may not be for months.
Better be months. The way you look, it's going to take that long for me to fatten you up again. Here.
Here's a handkerchief. I'll blow your nose, and then we'll both blow out of here.
As always, son. Great, great.
Alex, did you ask at the hotel about the mail, huh?
Yes, here. A few letters.
Thanks. Bills, invitations. Some more bills. Nothing.
No word for man?
No.
It isn't right, Franz. You should ask her to take you back.
I did ask her.
When?
The night she left me.
Oh, how could she know then what she was doing? I don't understand you, Franz. You love her, but you won't even try to find her. What if she's in need?
There was plenty in her bank account when she left me.
But the bank says she didn't touch it.
Then it's obvious she doesn't need money.
Franz, let me go home. Let me try to find her. Let me explain.
What is there to explain? That I was foolish. I told her that. That no one else means anything to me but her. That she knows. That life is not some girlish dream. That, too, I tried to explain to her, but she refuses to face realities.
Franz, she's an artist.
All right, I'm an artist, too. Or at least I'm supposed to be one. I have pride, too. I want her, but only if she wants to come back.
You don't understand, do you? Anne lives in some little world all her own. She's not like us.
I know that. And I also know that when it becomes too lonely in that little world, she will know how to reach me. I am not so difficult to find. She's a very great person, Alex. I love her. Come in.
A cablegram, senor. The hotel sent it here.
Thank you.
I would not disturb, but they say perhaps it is important.
What is it, Frank?
It's good news for a change.
Anne?
No, but at least we're going back, Alex. It's from Trowbridge. Some special concert. He's canceled Mexico City.
Then cheer up, old friend. We'll be home before Christmas.
Hello. Hello, Rico. Merry Christmas.
Mr. Alberti, well, it's been a long time. We've missed you.
A very gay night, Rico. Who's giving the big party at the bar?
What?
Inside there. What's the occasion?
Are you joking, Mr. Alberti? Mr. Lawrence, Mrs. Alberti.
Mrs. Roberti.
Yes. We've seen a great deal of Mr. Alberti. I never knew anyone who seemed to have such a good time. So many parties.
Right, I see.
Let me tell her you're here.
No, don't bother. I'll go right in. What's the matter, Rico? You puzzled?
I don't quite understand, Mr. Alberti.
Neither do I. You see, I just got into town a little while ago. She wasn't home. I didn't know where to reach her.
Oh, of course, of course.
So I took the chance she might be here.
Oh, she'd be delighted to see you, sir.
Why, Johnny, you're drinking water.
I take a glass of water every night. It gives me such a superior feeling. You ought to try it sometime.
I will.
Anne, you're not behaving. You know that, don't you?
Of course I know it.
Okay.
I want to dance, Johnny. Come on, Ben.
When are you going to wake up, Anne? Who do you think you're kidding?
You know, sometimes I could slap you, Johnny. Whose idea was this? Who brought me back to New York? Who said that what I needed was, quote, a little fun out of life, or, unquote, something similarly original? Who said
that? I know. Another one of my great ideas.
It was a wonderful idea. Oh, Johnny, come on, Dan.
How about me, Anne?
Anne?
I've just been to Brazil for my sambas.
Oh, Anne.
Anne, it's good to see you. Hello, Johnny.
I heard you were coming back, Franz. I sort of figured you'd have let me know.
Well, I...
Johnny, run along. Franz and I will talk.
I'm sure you do.
I'll be around.
You look marvelous, Franz. Come on, reunion at Rico. Oh, Harry, 2 champagne cocktails.
Right away, Mrs. Roberti.
Well, sit down.
I confess I'm a little awed.
Oh, I've improved greatly, Franz. You'll be proud of me.
And do you suppose I could get out of here? You're right, I do want to talk to you.
I thought you were very fond of Rico's. I am.
Well, it's hardly the place I choose for what I want to say.
What do you want to say?
Whatever I can in the hope that you'll forgive me.
Oh.
It's so wonderful seeing you again, Anne. I was so angry when you went away. You know, I stayed in that apartment for 2 weeks, waiting for you to call, and when you didn't, I got angrier.
You were never used to being kept waiting, were you?
Darling, you must come back to me.
Look at me, Franz. You don't know me anymore. I've changed, and I've studied harder. I'm like you now.
What does that mean?
That I've learned all the lessons you've taught me.
I taught you nothing like this.
What difference does it make? Oh, let's not talk about it. What are your plans?
The same as always. A concert, then another one.
Yes, I saw in the paper you're conducting tomorrow night.
Yes, will you come?
I don't know, maybe.
I had hopes of introducing your concerto. Bjorkman has orchestrated it.
You'll do no such thing.
But why not?
I don't think you'd understand. Anyway, it's not important.
I see. Well, may I call you sometime? Where are you staying?
Of course, call me. I'm at the Avignon. I'm spending your money, Franz. Do you mind?
I'll let you know when I do. Good night, Anne.
Good night, Franz. Hello?
Anne, this is Alex Bjorkman.
Mr. Bjorkman.
Anne, I want to see you.
Oh, of course. I was going to phone you. How is Brazil?
There is no time for chat, Anne. I want to see you now, at once. I'm at the Lyceum. Can you come?
Right away.
It's Franz, Anne. He was to conduct this afternoon.
What happened?
That perhaps you can tell me. All I know is he came an hour late, went out on the stage and collapsed, drunk.
I'll be right over.
Get out of here! Get out of here, Throwbridge! Get out! All of you, get out!
You drunken fool, you realize what you've done? You'll never conduct again, I promise you. You've ruined yourself, but you'll never have another chance to ruin me.
Get out! This is my dressing room. I'm Roberti. I am Roberti.
Maestro, please, if you would lie down, you're ill.
Ill? I'm drunk. But not so drunk as I intend to be. Now get back to your places, all of you. I said I'll conduct, and I'm going to conduct.
Maestro, they've gone. All the audience, they've gone.
Come in, everybody. Come in.
Franz. Oh, Franz.
Franz. How nice of you to come. Where's Bjorkman? He brought you, didn't he?
Yes, he's speaking to Trowbridge.
I forbid it, you hear? I forbid it.
Franz, could I see you alone?
Come. Outside. Outside, everyone. Outside.
It's good you're here. He'll be all right, my dear Mrs. Roberti.
Oh, your dear Mrs. Roberti. You're steward. Stay, gentlemen. There are some of you perhaps who don't know my wife. You. Don't hang back. Come on, don't be afraid.
Franz.
Oh, forgive me. I understand. It's my presence that makes it awkward. Very well. I'm going. Make yourselves at home, gentlemen. You'll find my wife far more entertaining than I.
Franz?
Oh. Is that you, Alex?
Albert, let me in. I've been here all night waiting for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have worried. I've been walking, getting my head beat, though I don't know what for.
Well, have some coffee, then you go to bed. When you wake up, we'll see Trowbridge.
After what happened at the Lyceum.
What kind of talk is that? There were tears before what happened at the Lyceum.
Thanks, Alex, thanks. But I am through. Through with conducting, through with music. You should be able to understand. All I had, all I wanted, I threw away. I am nothing. It's gone. It's dead.
That's not true. Anne will come back. I talked to her before she saw you in the dressing room. She loves you, Franz.
Oh, yes, she'll come back. She'll come back. In about 6 weeks. Just now, on my way up, the desk clerk gave me a note. It was from Anne. She's on the train now, on her way to Reno.
In recognition of testimony presented in behalf of the plaintiff, this court hereby decrees that the marriage contract between Anne Thurston Roberti and Franz Roberti is, as of this date, dissolved and the obligations of both parties terminated. Divorce granted.
That'll be all, Porter. Oh, Well, how long before we're in Grand Central?
Well, that last stop a minute ago, that was Harmon. It should be in about an hour.
Oh, thanks.
But it'll seem like 50 seconds, because look who's here.
Johnny! Where on earth?
Got on at Harmon. Thought you might like company.
You know, you have the darndest habit of pulling surprises.
How are you? You look swell.
Feel swell. What's new?
Nothing, except your back. Oh, I want you to look at this. I figured it might be smart to get your cave if a contractor starts building.
But what is it?
Plans for our new house. Like it?
Our new house?
Yeah.
Well, it's very pretty. Green, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the tennis court. The house is just over here on this sheet. And while you're in an approving mood, here, take your pick.
Johnny, you're not proposing.
Well, I was hinting at it. Didn't know your size and ring, so I figured one of these should be right.
Johnny.
Oh, no goo, Anne. No sloppy stuff. We're in a hurry. We'll get married tomorrow, and Thursday we'll be in Florida. Incidentally, did I mention I'm very glad to see you?
Johnny, you're serious.
Of course I'm serious. You're my girl again. The girl I met long ago. And that's the way I want you to be always. You hadn't considered marrying anyone else, had you?
No, Johnny. As a matter of fact, I hadn't even considered marrying you.
I've been in love with you for a long time, Anne. I'll sure try to make you happy. With you around, I have sort of a hunch I might amount to something.
Johnny, Well, do you mind if I think it over till tomorrow?
It's okay by me, but that contract is going to be awful, man.
Anne, I don't know what to say. Lawrence is fine, but for you, I just don't know.
Well, I thought you'd be pleased. I came straight to you. There's no one else I can talk to or want to talk to. And it isn't just me, Mr. Yorkman. It's going to make Johnny happy.
He is not a musician.
Neither am I. I found that out, too. I don't think I ever could have been. You know, I worked while I was away. Really worked. If I'd been a musician, out of all that mess, something would have come.
Perhaps you weren't born to be a musician, but to love one.
How is he?
Anne, I'm an old man, foolish too. But because I love you both, I wanted you to go on together. From what you've told me about Lawrence, I guess that's impossible. But will you at least see Franz?
No.
Why?
Oh, what good would it do? We've nothing to say except to hurt each other still more.
He needs help, Anne. He needs it badly.
Where is he? I'll see him.
Thank you, Anne.
Yes, he's here, Mrs. Roberti. I'm very sorry for you. Very sorry.
Talk to him alone, Anne. I'll wait for you here.
Why did you let him do this, Rico? Why?
He's Franz Roberti, a great man. If it were not here, it would be some other place. They threw him out of the hotel. He ran away from Mr. Bjorkman, from Mr. Lawrence. There's no one to look after him. So I keep him upstairs. There's a room there, a piano, some whiskey.
Take me to him, please.
It's been like this all today. His head on the table. He won't talk to me. Mr. Roberti. Mr. Roberti. You see? Please call if you need me.
Franz, I didn't know. Oh, my dear, what's happened to you? What have I done to you? What have you done to me? Oh, none of that matters. You're Franz Roberti. Rico was right. A great man. I've heard you put things into music that no one has ever dreamed. Franz, do you hear me? Do you hear me?
Don't you know? Beautiful things don't last.
Franz.
I want to see you often. Again and again. I've told you the kind of man I am. I don't want to make you unhappy.
I couldn't be unhappy. No.
This isn't a moment, darling. This is forever.
You're glad to go back, aren't you, Franz? But I hate to give you up.
I have a small heart, Anne. There's room in it only for one.
Franz! Oh, I must must make you hear me. Franz, listen. Listen to me. Oh, my darling, please. I haven't words to tell you what I want to say. I tried once to tell you in music. In music.
Anne.
I'm here, darling. I'll never leave you again.
Oh, don't look at me. Don't look at me.
It's all right, Franz. We're going home. We're going home.
How is he, Anne?
Well, he's going to be fine, Johnny. We're leaving in a couple of days. Alex Yorkman's taking us out to the lodge.
What about that house, Anne? The one with the green tennis court? You really belong there, you know.
Johnny, he needs me.
Well, I only meant if you don't mind, I'd like you both to have the house as a wedding present.
Johnny.
Hello, Lawrence. May I come in?
Sure. Well, I got along, I guess. Take good care of Mr. Gilman.
I will. I've seen Trowbridge, and here's the best tonic in the world. This contract. In 2 months at Philharmonic Hall, Franz Roberti conducting the world premiere of a new piano concerto by Mrs. Franz Roberti.
To them, and I've had my brother to applause this for you. It's you they want.
Give me your hand, darling. We'll go together. Always together.
For 28 times, and always with pleasant results, we've starred married couples in the Lux Radio Theater. And tonight's fine performance by Rita Hayworth and Orson Welles keeps up this happy family tradition.
You know, it comes at a nice time for us, C.B. Orson and I have just celebrated our first anniversary last Thursday.
Well, congratulations from all of us. How has Orson been as a married man, Rita? Confidentially, a little difficult?
Oh, no. He goes his way and I go with him.
Oh. A wife of tact as well as charm. Orson, I understand that you're looking for a picture to produce.
It might be a picture. It might be a radio show.
Oh? You're thinking of something new for radio?
Well, not something new. It's one of the our shows. Been going on for 10 years now.
Oh. Dramatic?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
You mean you have your eye on producing the Lux Radio Theater?
Well, after all, you've been in the saddle quite a while, C.B. Maybe what's needed is a little change.
But, Orson, you think you could stand a change at your age?
I'm more worried about you, C.B. I hope you pop by for a rainy day.
Well, I've got my rubbers and an umbrella. But, Orson, I wonder if you have the head for this work.
Not only the head, I've got the hair, too.
Oh. But you know that there's more than just producing the Lux Radio Theater. You know, you have to be something of a salesman too.
Salesman, eh? You think for me it would be no soap?
Well, I think Rita could do a better job of selling Lux toilet soap with just that lovely complexion.
Thank you, C.B. I do believe in Lux toilet soap. For me, it's been a wonderful beauty.
Okay. I'll hold back on this plan of mine and see how you make out next Monday night, C.B.
Yeah, well, thank you, Orson. Thank you for giving me another week to make good. I think I'll do pretty well next Monday night, too, for our play is the RKO mystery thriller Suspicion. And our stars will be Teresa Wright and William Powell. It's a drama of two interesting people in love, whose life together is haunted by a strange and sinister threat, a menace that brings to the story more than an evening share of excitement and suspense.
Well, we'll certainly have the radio turned on in our home.
Unless, of course, you'd like to have me here, too.
Oh, no, thank you, Orson. Thank you. We can't have Christmas every week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, good night. But I hope you'll be back with us before long.